First wax set at home for Garden City, and they record the sweep over Liberal in the doubleheader today. They win 7-3 in game one, 14-4 via run rule in game two. We carry on the Robinson Ferns postgame show. We welcome on 12th year head coach Trina Mai. Coach, congratulations on the pair of wins. See, Madden won a game since Goodland all the way back on April the 4th. They get back-to-back convincing wins today. How good does that dugout feel?
That's huge for this team. I think, they got some confidence today at the plate. We were able to string some hits together, and so it was really just nice for the girls to get those two wins.
Yeah, talk me through the hitting approach today. 22 hits across the two games from your team. What'd you like?
That we actually hit.
I mean, that helps.
From we had really tough competition, last weekend. But the girls, they're every day we're coming to work. We're getting better. Our approaches are getting better. And so it's just fun to see them start, kind of finding their own niche at the plate.
On the mound, Kylie Whitehurst was phenomenal in game one. She went the complete way. She struck out 10. What did you like from her on the mound in game one?
Just that, she's learning how to be her own right now. She's taking the lead as a pitcher. So just her giving us those opportunities to be in games. And so she's just growing as a player herself. And I just like what she's doing for us on the mound.
I mentioned it to you a little bit before we came back on. I noticed she's always got a smile on her face. Can you describe what she's like working with her day in, day out?
Oh, yeah. Since that kid was little, she's been smiling. So I think that's just her. Even if she's nervous or probably scared or having any other emotion, she always has that smile on her face.
Piper Harris, the two-hitter for your team today, she struck out looking her first time. The next six times she came to the plate, RBI base knocks. How good was she at the dish?
Yeah, she actually, we were talking about the first at-bat. She was kind of coming out of her legs. And then once she figured that out, she's we need that from her. So that was really great. It's good for our team, kind of rides off of that energy she brings to the plate and hits those in the gap. And so it's really good.
She had that two-run triple to really put things out of reach in game two. What'd you like in that at-bat? Is that the hardest hit baseball you saw your team hit all day?
Yeah, I think it was. It got out of there in a hurry, and it was on a line. So, anytime you're hitting the ball on line drives like that, it's good.
So back-to-back wins for your team. You just mentioned it kind of establishes some confidence for your girls at the dish. Yeah. How do you keep that confidence going into Hayes on Monday?
I think we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. I mean, every day we're talking about how they're going to approach their bats. We're trying to critique their swings a little bit and just continue to give them confidence and try and give them all the knowledge that we know how to make them the best player they can be.
Thank you, Coach. Congrats on the two wins today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.